This is Marketing Voices, featuring the fresh perspectives of industry leaders and examining the impact of social media on marketing.
Hi, this is Jennifer Jones. Welcome to Marketing Voices. Today with me, I have Brian Solis, who's co-founder of the Social Media Club and a blogger 2.0, of PR 2.0, excuse me. And what we're going to be talking about today is the transformation of marketing and PR. Now, here on social, in Marketing Voices, we talk all about social media, obviously, and have for more than a year. But what Brian and I would like to talk together today about is really how exactly you do it. And Brian put together a very impressive piece called The Future of Communications, a Manifesto for Integrating Social Media into Marketing, that you can find on his blog at www.briansolis.com. And as I read it, and I was very struck by the fact that he had delved into a lot of the topics that I've covered in Marketing Voices, but he had a lot of good information that I felt would be great to share in a podcast. And so with that long introduction, Brian, welcome to Marketing Voices.
Thank you, Jennifer. Thank you.
So the first thing that I was struck by is your whole premise of engage or die. And so what I'd like to do is just say, how do you really start to engage?
Well, you know, you mentioned that, you know, for example, with Marketing Voices, I mean, you've been talking about social media for a year, and we've all, in one way or another, have been sort of purporting the benefits of social media and the change in the marketing landscape that was imminent. And what I've learned here along the way is that there's just been a lot of great thoughts and great ideas and great visions for how marketing was going to change, but very little specifics on how to engage. And the premise of engage or die was, listen, start thinking about this and start doing it. You know, let's not talk so much now. Let's actually get into the conversation. And one of the things I wanted to do, you know, at least with the manifesto, was show people exactly how to use these tools. And for example, I just recently spoke with Chris Hewer and Deb Schultz and Shell Israel and Giovanni Rodriguez over at, well, and also Jeremiah Ouyang, over at Starting the Conversation. It was a social media workshop, and, you know, the first thing that everybody was recommending was to start engaging by listening. If you're a company or if you're a marketing professional or customer service professional, you know, the best thing you can do is go out to all of the social networks to blogs and anything online, really, and start listening. But
okay, so let me interrupt there. So as I had promised everyone, that you will get very specific. And again, we've talked about this before in Marketing Voices about listening, but you mentioned in your blog, you know, find the tools that work for you. So
right.
What are those tools and what? How do you make them work for you?
Well, you know, I'll actually jump into that in a second.
Okay.
The one thing I wanted to say is there's actually a step you need to do before you can start listening. And that is step away from your role as a marketing professional or as a business executive and start by actually setting up profiles in all of these networks as you, Jennifer, as me, Brian, to actually start understanding the dynamics of social media. You can't listen and start participating just because you know what the conversations are if you don't understand the dynamics of the realm within that you're participating. And in order to do that, I mean, there's a million different social networks, whether they're video or they're audio or they're, you know, around certain topics. But, you know, every one of us has interests, and those interests are surrounded by tools to jump in and to set up profiles and to start actually communicating with other people to understand how all of this works. Now, listening and the tools for listening, you know, I'm sure you've talked about this a million times, which is, you know, Technorati, or blog search, or even just Google search, but or things on the social search level like Delicious or YouKnow. But all of these tools will help you find sort of the communities where people are participating and talking. And it's there where I actually believe that if you set up your own profile, you can actually understand how, I guess basically understand the rules of engagement, but not just that, just how to even go through the process. You get smarter as you set up your profile. You get smarter as you go in and start reading things. And when you feel comfortable, you start actually offering content and information back into the community. all of that stuff actually builds expertise. And it's that expertise that's going to allow you to even think about how to get you, your company, your brand within the realm of social media as well.
Okay, so get specific about setting up a profile. You've used that term. What does that mean to set up a profile?
So the one thing about every social community, whether it's, you know, Flickr or Delicious or Facebook, it all starts with setting up sort of your persona. Who are you? And why are you here? I mean, it's not that sort of ominous, but it makes you go through, you know, setting up an account that will show the rest of the community who you are, so that way as you're reading, participating, you know, commenting, that, you know, if you have something smart to say, which hopefully you should, they have a little bit of insight to who you are and where you're coming from. So it's almost the first step that you have to do within every social network that you set that you wish to participate in.
Okay, so you set up the profile and then give me the exact steps so that, again, the listeners listening to this really like specific information. So you set up a profile and then what?
Okay, so and then what? Right, exactly. So depending on the network, it's either just a couple of steps, or you can actually get as deep as you want. Like, what are your interests? What do you do? What do you like? What do you read? And you can just keep, building up that profile so that you can build an excellent picture of who you are. You know, one of the things that I do is I actually keep a Word doc of everything that I want to communicate so that I don't forget as I'm setting up new profiles, because as we all know, there are new tools every single week. So I seem to be repeating this process quite a bit.
Okay, so it seems that a lot of your tips that you offer in your Getting to Work section and your manifesto, it deals, yes, you need to set it up, but then you need to go after information, and then also, to your point, link to everyone. Linking's very key, as well as then you say, create videos, screencasts, and demos and update them, broadcast and receive relevant updates through Twitter and all of the other means. Can you go into that a little bit for people?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, each of those are its own sort of respective tool within social media. And the one thing that I just want to convey is this, is that social media is just that, right? It's a socialization of information. It's conversations taking place online. The tools, it's more about sociology and less about the tools, right? So the tools are going to change all the time. However, what the common thread amongst all of them are is the fact that they facilitate the conversation. So with links, right, links are most prominent with content sharing, whether it's in a blog post or it's in the comments of certain areas, whether they're blogs or other pages. But linking is important because it shows that you are resourceful, and being resourceful within any community sort of proves that you have a greater agenda than just your own self-promotion. Plus, it's also, they call it link love. You know, link love is what actually makes the blogosphere thrive, and it's probably one of the underlying technologies driving something like Tech Meme, for example. But so that is, that's one idea. You know, setting up video casts or video sharing video within a lot of these new live cast or life cast sort of networks, allow you to sort of experience the whole new realm of social video. And there are a lot of sites out there like Ustream, Veodia, Magnify, where you can not just create text communities, but have this whole new world of video, whether it's just you talking about some passions, whether it's you educating, whether it's you sort of exploring sort of the world around you. You can create little videos or find videos that you love and just share them all within one network. Things like Twitter, these are the new sort of live stream tools that allow you, or AKA microblogging tools that allow you to share with people what you're doing, what you're reading, your thoughts, updates, all within just a simple flow that people can follow and also in turn share back with you what they're doing, and in turn sort of allows you to really, I guess, engage at a much more rapid and intimate level, if you will. So each one of these, you know, one of these few communities, because there are many, you know, each requires sort of a different approach as you jump in. But the key thing is sort of jumping in, you know, thinking less about the value and knowing more about the fact that, you know, I don't even know, I mean, 500,000 people are already on Twitter sharing all of their information. You know, maybe it's worth your attention to come in and see how to use it. And then once you figure out how to use it, then you can actually figure out how to bring it back into whatever else you might do. Like, for example, with Twitter, a lot of companies are actually using it as a customer service tool or as a technical support tool.
It ultimately comes down to people really just have to get their hands dirty and go in there and experience it. And I know that I talk a lot to corporate executives in marketing who say, you know, I'm afraid. I feel like I've already missed the boat and I've already been passed by, and they don't even know where to kind of get in. And then they kind of say, well, if I don't get in, it's okay. I'll let my people kind of do it. What you have said is that, you know, there's no way to get around it. You personally, whoever the individual is, has to get in and do it and really experience it in order to understand it, which I think is unique in many ways to what marketing has always been historically. There's a lot of times you can just observe it and get it. This you really have to participate in.
Yeah, you do. And, you know, the whole idea about the manifesto was, I mean, there's like 15 or 20 bullets at the end that specifically say, you know, which are the most popular of the sites or communities that you should be participating in, at least, you know, as of now. But to give people specific examples of where to go and set up profiles.
Brian, I really thank you for taking the time with me this morning and participating on Marketing Voices.
Well, thanks, Jennifer. I appreciate it. Would love to keep the conversation going in the future as well.
Yeah, well, thank you. I've been talking to Brian Solis, who's co-founder of the Social Media Club and blogger of PR 2.0. And the article that we've been, well, the piece, I guess, is a post that we've been talking about is called The Future of Communications, a Manifesto for Integrating Social Media into Marketing. And it's on his blog. And for all the listeners listening to this podcast, thank you for listening. And until next week, may all the voices you hear be marketing voices.